Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 438 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Todd, and probably the cutest question I had ever been asked, and you'll get an idea of what that means in a second. But before I get to Todd's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, which is an amazing piece of software that allows us to easily keep track of our business finances. They help serve over 3 million small businesses, and including my own. So it just makes it very easy for us to manage our incomes, our expenses, and our invoicing. So check it out. You can actually check it out for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. And here's today's question from Todd and others.
Hello, I'm Joshua from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hi, I'm Jenna from Cincinnati, Ohio. And we listen to Ask Pat on the way to school. And my daddy has a question. Take it away, daddy.
Hi, Pat. I just have a question about comment sections. It looks like you use Discus. And I was wondering what your thoughts are about using Discus versus other types of comment platforms. Thanks so much for what you do for all of us. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hey there, Jenna, Joshua as well. Thank you so much for introducing your dad and his question. I think that's really awesome. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And both of you, let me know. Just send an email to pat@smartpassiveincome.com. We're going to hook you and your dad up with an Ask Pat t-shirt for having all three of you featured in this episode. So thank you for that. We'll get those to you as soon as you email us. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Todd, your kids are awesome. But here we go. Your question. So using Discus. Discus, for those of you who are listening to this, is a WordPress or actually any sort of website platform commenting platform solution, which allows people to be able to leave comments, reply. There are threaded comments. It allows people to like and upvote comments as well. There are other solutions that are similar, like one called Livefyre, LiveFyre, and that's another popular one. I think Cliff Ravenscraft from podcastanswerman.com uses that one as well. And of course, there's the traditional, if you're using a WordPress website, the traditional WordPress comments, built-in comments platform, which do allow threaded comments, and there are plugins to include a lot of the same features as well. But why do we use Discus? Well, the initial move to Discus from WordPress, because I had the WordPress commenting platform before, just the built-in one, was because of spam, mostly because of spam. I was getting so much spam in the comment section, it was getting ridiculous. And there are plugins out there that allow you to reduce that spam. There's one called Akismet, which for some reason just did not like me because it would even count my own comments as spam, which of course is not good. So when I tried replying, it would just put those in a spam folder in the back end of WordPress. And that was never good. I had to manually take those out. And I did that for about 6 months, which was insane and really bothersome. So we switched over to Discus for that. There are other plugins as well that allow you to reduce spam comments. One of the most common kind of comments you get on WordPress are ones that come from bots. So these are automated systems that other people use to try and put links and comments into your own comment system. And it's all done automatically. So a person just fires up a button or this program and it does its job finding where online can I leave this comment. And a lot of times it finds our sites and it does that. Well, there's other plugins out there that can stop this kind of comment. And there's one plugin called GrowMap Anti-Spam Plugin. GASP is the GASP, I guess you could say, is the acronym. So GrowMap, all one word, GrowMap Anti-Spam Bot Plugin. And what this does is it's very simple. It just places a check mark underneath the comment section that people have to click on in order to proceed with submitting a comment. So the bots, they can't automatically click on this checkbox. So all those comments that they put in, they just never come through. So again, this is really smart because it's not very hard for people and annoying for people to just click a check mark to, you know, just say, yes, I'm a human being, as opposed to other things like CAPTCHAs, you know, where people have to type in letters. Sometimes those letters and numbers aren't legible and just it becomes a headache. So again, that plugin is GrowMap Anti-Spambot Plugin. If you are continuing to use WordPress's default commenting platform and you just want to get rid of those bot plugins, those bot comments, that actually reduced my comments by about 95% when I had initially included that. But a lot were still coming through, and I was upset with the Kismet because my comments, my own comments were getting caught as spam. So I decided to move to Discus. And the reason I used Discus as opposed to Livefyre is that, you know, and honestly, I haven't followed up on the new features that are involved with each because those are the kind of two competitors out there. Discus, which is spelled D-I-S-Q-U-S, or I think it's called Discuss. But I always say it incorrectly. I say Discus, but it's discuss, like you're discussing, like having a conversation, which makes sense, of course. But then Livefyre, they both essentially do the same thing. But when I switched to Discus, it was the fact that you could leave a comment as a guest. Now, when people leave comments on either of these, they have the option to log in, and that also helps reduce spam because people have to log in with Facebook or Twitter, and it just makes sure that legit people are leaving comments. Now, I will say that I had a massive reduction of the number of comments when I included Discuss on my website, and this happened for a couple of reasons. One, you know, the spam was reduced, which was fine, but more so because a lot of people didn't want to take the time to log in or authenticate with one of these other web properties in order to leave a comment. Now, at first, I was really scared about this. I said to myself, whoa, my comments are being reduced by 30, 40, sometimes 50% normally on posts, and this is not good. But then I looked at the kinds of comments I was getting in the past, and a lot of the comments I was getting, most of the comments I was getting were from people who were just saying, great post, Pat. Good job. I like this. I think I'm going to use this in the future. And that's it. Like, those are three separate different comments. And they each would have the ability to include a link to their websites as well. That's another thing that WordPress allows you to do, which is when you leave a comment, you put your name and then your URL and then your message, and your link will be linked to so people could click on it. And Discuss does not allow you to do that. Livefyre does not allow you to do that as well. And as a result of that, people don't want to comment because people want the comment that has the link back to their website for obvious reasons, for traffic, for a backlink, although comment backlinks don't count anymore in terms of SEO. But you could still get traffic. And because of that, that turned a lot of people off from leaving comments. But when you think about it, do you really want those people commenting just to leave a backlink or a link back to their website and just to say, good job? I mean, it feels good to get those every once in a while, but when you know the main reason why people are doing that is just to be first in line, to be, you know, it's like whenever you see those people that just leave the comment that just says first, like that's not adding any value. So the biggest change I noticed was the reduction in comments. But as with most things, success comes from quality, not quantity. So although my comments reduced in numbers, the quality of the comments seemed to increase. They seemed to be much longer And the fact that people have to log in just means that they have something to say. And so they have something to say and add. And a lot of times the comment sections are where the golden information lie within my blog posts. So that's why I continue to keep comments on and why I use Discuss as well. So I hope this answers your question, Todd. And I want to thank you again for asking it. I want to thank Joshua and Janet as well. You guys are awesome. Thank you for listening to the show. And like I said earlier, actually, Jessica is going to reach out to you, Todd, and give you some links so that you can fill it in terms of where to send the t-shirts and what sizes and whatnot. So you'll hear from Jessica in the next couple of weeks. So don't even bother sending an email. We'll send an email to you. So thank you again so much for the questions. And that's for everybody, because this show obviously wouldn't exist without any questions. It would just be called Pat, and that's not that fun. Ask Pat, where you ask the questions, I follow up with my answer. Just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Just hit the record button. Use any mic that you have. Doesn't matter what the sound quality is. As long as we can hear your question, your sound quality doesn't matter. Mine does. And hopefully this is great. And I want to thank you once again. I also want to thank FreshBooks for their sponsorship for this episode. You know, one of the cool things about FreshBooks is they have an award-winning mobile app. An award-winning mobile app. So it makes it really easy for you to, on the go, check your financial status and just make sure everything's going well. Plus, they have the ability to print out and easily export reports for your CPA or for yourself if you're doing taxes and all those sorts of things. It just makes your financial life so much easier because, you know, it can be a major headache, especially once you start becoming successful. You know, once you start getting more income, once you start being affiliates for different products, like, it starts to become a real headache, and you don't want the financial stuff to stop you from that moment, to stop your momentum. So get hooked up with FreshBooks. All you have to do is head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's quote from Amelia Earhart to finish off the show. And that is, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity." Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.